الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها، يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها، يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers, just an important announcement. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. As you know, many of you already know, our Muslim community, Perth Muslim community, in fact, even the world, we have lost a great man, we have lost a great mentor, a great servant of Islam, a person who dedicated his life to Islam, Brother Haji Abdul Wahab of Thorny Masjid. He passed away this morning. We make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let his legacy of serving the deen live, give sabr jamil to his family. Inshallah, the janazah salah will be tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock inshallah, in Masjid al-Rahman. Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, Masjid al-Rahman. That will be his janazah salah followed by the burial. Inshallah, I just want to take a few minutes of your time, inshallah. He dedicated his entire life for me and you and for the deen of Islam. So inshallah, we'll just take a few minutes to speak about him in a way that inshallah is a encouragement for you and I to also bring some good qualities into our life. I've known Haji Abdul Wahab since I was a teenager. In fact, he visited me so many times, Haji Abdul Wahab, with this intention to bring deen into my life. And many other young people and many elders was visited by him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my love is wajib upon a person who visits Muslims for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had so much qualities, my dear respected brothers, that we learn. That he used to love everybody. And everyone used to feel so happy seeing him. And this is one of the signs of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The signs of a waliullah, that a person, everyone feels happy to see them, everyone feels happy in their company. Because he was so humble. He was so humble, my dear speakers, brothers, that he was in India, where people are so humble, mashallah. Even in India, he was called the shoekeeper. And he was, my dear respected brothers, for those of you who do not know Brother Abdul Wahab, haven't met him, he was a convert to Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that if you do not value this deen, I'll bring others who value this deen better than you, and they will not be like you. And sometimes when we see people like Brother Abdul Wahab, Haji Abdul Wahab, we feel like these are the men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was speaking about. The Prophet said, "Man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah." The one who makes himself humble for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate him. And today we see that Allah has elevated him. He's known throughout the world for serving Islam and serving deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us this quality of humbleness. Another quality that he had, it was simpleness. He lived a very simple life. For those of you who have seen him, the way he ate, the way he dressed, the way he lived, subhanAllah, he used to be the neighbor of the Thornley Masjid so many times. You know, the first time I remember, the first house that he used to live in, the school had to demolish it and build a library there, and then he moved. Then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala loved him so much that Allah gave him the next house closest to the masjid. The sign of the love of Allah is when Allah gives tawfiq to a person to be connected to the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bear testimony to the iman of the person who frequents the masjid." And he was sahib al-masjid. He was the friend of the masjid. He was the muazzin of the masjid. And when you looked at his life, you would see the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that live in this world like a stranger. And he lived in this world like a stranger. For those of you who know him, will bear testimony to this fact. His akhlaq, my dear respected brothers, he had an amazing akhlaq. We should inculcate these qualities. That is why we're speaking about it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the heaviest deed on the day of Qiyamah will be akhlaq. On the scales will be akhlaq. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah is the one who has good akhlaq. Everyone used to feel like he's good friend, because he used to treat everyone with love, concern, and he was approachable. And he had, my dear respected brothers, second last quality we'll speak about, inshallah. He had a worry and concern for your children. In the middle of the night, when you and I were sleeping, he was crying for your children and for my children. I've lived many years in his company, and I know this for a fact, that he had so much love and so much concern for you and I to become good Muslims, and for you and I to survive as good Muslims in this country, and for Islam to be flourishing in every corner of this country, not just this country. He visited Europe, he visited Africa, he visited Asia, and with this mission that how deen can come into the life of every Muslim. My dear respected brothers, back in the days when we used to go visit Muslims with him, before the advent of GPSs and so on, many of us would need a directory, a book. The need of a book to find people's houses, to go visit them, invite them to the masjid and so on. But Brother Abdul Wahab, mashallah, he was a directory. His memory was so amazing that he used to remember everyone's address. And he would take you there without the use of the book. That is how much concern he had for you and I, for all of us, for our children, that how deen can be established in this country. And last but not least, he was a very approachable person. And these are the qualities of a true da'i. These are the qualities of a person who really wants to establish deen And once to call people towards Islam, we have to have these qualities of humbleness, the quality of sinfulness, the quality of akhlaq, the quality of worry and concern for the Muslims, the quality of being approachable. The Prophet ﷺ was so approachable. That is why he was the biggest da'i. That even when a woman came to him, a woman who had mental issues came to him and he said, I want to speak to you, I want you to help me. The Prophet ﷺ said, you can go on any street of Medina and wait for me. I will come and see you there. And the Prophet ﷺ went and saw her there and fulfilled her need until she was happy. Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet ﷺ treated everyone with such respect and such love that everyone used to feel that I'm his best friend. And brother Abdul Wahab was like this. One time, Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu said that I was so affected by the Prophet ﷺ that I thought maybe let me try my luck. Maybe I'm his favorite, I'm his best friend. And I asked him, O Prophet of Allah, because just before he made me Amir of a Jama'ah. So I said, O Prophet of Allah, who do you love the most? And the Prophet ﷺ, he was Sadiq al-Masduq. He couldn't lie. So he told him that I love Aisha radiallahu anha the most. And then who do you love the most? Next. And then he said, the father of Aisha radiallahu anha, yani Abu Bakr. And then who do you love the most? Then said Umar. Then Amr ibn As said that I stopped asking because I didn't want to end up on the bottom of the list. But from this hadith, we learn that the Prophet ﷺ treated everyone so beautifully that everyone thought that I am number one on his list. And this was Brother Abdul Wahab. Many people felt so close to him, and I went on journeys with him. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that love and concern that he had in deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each one of us that love and concern for the next Muslim brother. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala couple it with good akhlaq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the qualities to bring deen and to spread deen in four corners of the world, especially in this continent of Australia. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a legacy, make him a means of the deen becoming alive into our lives, not just our lives, but even the non-Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him as means of hidayah for the entire mankind. Inshallah, also we'll make a dua, short dua, and also you can read Surah Ikhlas, inshallah, other good deeds and sadaqat on his behalf. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kullu la nahsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladhina amanu rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina wa saghirina wa kabirina wa dhakarina wa unthana. Allahumma man ahyaytahu minna fa على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه. اللهم ادخله الجنة الفردوس نعيما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.